hide it, but I didn't know. I didn't let go. Then it occurred to me, while trying to fight it, just like a kite, you learned to ride it, but I didn't know. You supposed to let it go.
Like a gust of wind, you hit me off sometimes. Like a gust of wind, you push me back every once in a while. Like a gust of wind, you remind me there's someone I'm there who rushes in the air. I need to power myself.
Get into our interview with Francesco. Let me make sure he's on the line right now. Francesco, are you on the line?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very good here on this Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much for being on the throne with me on the Elite Radio Show. I really appreciate that, and our listeners appreciate it as well.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So you're from Toronto, correct? You're a Toronto native.
Yes, Toronto, Canada. Scarborough, to be specific.
Oh, cool. So does that mean you're, do you speak French and English?
I would like to, but I was never never gifted in that area. French I never did too well in school. But I think I got to learn it. My mom's Italian, so I got to learn Italian too.
So you don't know, so you just, okay. Yeah, I used to speak French fluently when I was younger. My mom was born in France, and then I didn't have anybody else to speak French with, so I kind of lost it as I got older. So I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I need to learn.
need to keep the tradition going.
Yeah, I should. I should do that. I definitely should do that. So, you know, I found out that you are actually featured on the song, the track that we just played, The Gust of Wind, and I also found out that's one of Pharrell's personal favorite songs. And The Robots, actually Daft Punk, they're featured on that track as well. So what does it feel like to be only 18 years old and to be featured on such a big track on a humongous album?
It's funny, the story of how that song came to be. I actually didn't think at all that it would happen. I was finishing a song late night with Pharrell in New York City in the summertime, and we were both headed towards the elevator. And last minute, he says to me, he goes, "Hey, you should do this part on this guitar thing." And then he goes to his engineer, "Mike, pull the song up." And then sure enough, he was like, he disappeared. He was gone into the elevator. I was like, "Well, wait, what key is the song in? What's going on? I don't know what to do." So I was figuring out the song. I had to rush to do it, but it was giving me this sort of funk deal because of the way the strings were arranged. Mm-hmm. So I actually didn't think my guitar would make it. I didn't think he was going for that, but I'm glad he kept me on the track. I was very gracious of it. So
right.
There you go.
This actually sparked into you guys working on your project that you have coming up, correct?
Well, he was working on his album and my project at the same time. So it was just mm-hmm. kind of a thing where it just happened, and I'm very happy that it did.
The good thing that I can say is that you sound like you're still humble about the entire situation. As I can imagine.
Are you kidding me? I'm freaked right out that this happened.
Okay, because you sound real, like, calm right now. You sound real humble about it. Like, I was going to say I would be pretty, I don't know. I don't have any adjectives to describe how I would feel if I actually knew that, A, Pharrell was working on my project with me, and B, that I was actually featured on Pharrell's project and people knew about it. So, how would you describe yourself as an artist?
How would I describe myself as an artist? Mm-hmm. Well, it's only until recently, from 14 to 17, there was a big journey where I had to find myself. And mm-hmm. I know that sounds very spiritual, but I mean find myself as in find what I do best. And mm-hmm. I think I'm at the it's good to be solidified now and have a direction. And now it's all about just owning my direction as an artist, which is kind of, it's a pop with an old soul sort of influence because that's what I listened to as a kid growing up. So mm-hmm. now that it's solidified, because I'd bounce between directions, but now that I have a certain way I want to go, then it's full steam ahead.
Cool. So as far as you're saying, like, the old soul and the funk, what are some of your musical influences from you as a kid and from right now?
Well, it ranges from a lot of disco stuff from my mother's side to a lot of mm-hmm. rock stuff from my father's side. A lot of stuff growing up was Led Zeppelin from my father's side. All the rock bands of the 70s I listened to, so he gave me a good background of that. And then all the Motown stuff from my mother, from Edge to anything, Sam Cooke, stuff like that in that area, and a lot of stuff from the 70s, funk from the 70s, and Al Rogers, obviously. That type
right.
of inspired music. So it gave me two great worlds to draw from as an artist.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Those are some pretty dope artists that you named, and especially for an 18-year-old, like I wouldn't imagine that an 18-year-old would actually know who Sam Cooke is. So your parents are really great musical influences. So today, who would you say, other than Pharrell, who would you say your musical influences are today, or do you still look back to the same ones that you have from when you were a kid or younger, I should say?
So artists of the current day you're referencing?
Yes, from right now. Who, besides Pharrell, who would you say right now at this point influences you?
Bruno Mars is incredible. I saw Bruno Mars' show to watch all the shows, and the guy might be the best performer out there. So he inspires me when I'm in my rehearsal space, imagining that I'm in front of 10,000 people, to go the extra mile.
Right.
Bruno Mars, Justin Timberlake for his incredible showmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Now those two, I'd have to say off the top, just the way they do it, man. Just they're just the kings at what they do.
Right. So would that be a dream collab for you if you were able to work with Bruno Mars or Justin Timberlake?
No, of course. Those guys inspire me to do what I do.
Right, exactly. Definitely. I could definitely see that. Bruno Mars, I like both of those guys. I like Bruno Mars, and I was actually pretty excited about them choosing him for the Super Bowl. Even though some people didn't think that he was going to give a great show, I think he gave a great show, and I like his band. His band's pretty awesome, too. So
He just shuts it down.
Yeah, he really does. So as far as your album, do you guys have a date or a roundabout time when your project's going to drop, and are we going to be hearing anything else from you before your album comes out?
Well, we're shooting a music video for the single soon, and there hasn't been a date picked yet for when the release of all of it is, but I should say you can anticipate a summer release.
Oh, the summer. That's not too far away.
Yes. So summer, I would say, for everything should start. We should start getting some tours ready and whatnot.
All right, well, cool.
Seeing where I've seen where I can play.
Once you guys have your exact date down and you have everything solidified for the album, we definitely want to have you back on the show so we can help you promote that's coming out. And until that happens, do you have a website or Instagram, Twitter that some of your fans and new fans can keep up with you on your journey?
Everything can be accessed at francescomusic.com. That has the link to my Twitter and my Instagram and all of that fancy social media things.
Cool. So that's francesco.com for you guys that are tuned in and listening. And if you want to keep up with everything. So like I said before, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show today. And we want to make sure that we keep up with your career. Because I just feel like you're
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So I just feel like you're actually going to be a sensation. So I can't wait for your album to come out. I can't wait to see your single drop. So, make sure you guys stay tuned in with us and keep me up to date, and we can definitely have you back on so we can promote and talk about your new album once it drops.
Well, thank you. Many blessings. Right on.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
And you too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Cool. If you were just tuned in, that was Francesco on the line, and we played The Gust of Wind right before he came on, and he's actually featured on that track, and that's off of Pharrell's album, Girl.